Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. Tell your next-door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
Oh, you are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass.
You are. We got confused there. Now, our next guest, correctly this time, because I thought it was last time, Jade Wren Pearson, Principal Research from University of Canberra, a national survey to investigate a number of things. I think the impact of debate of the religious discrimination legislation on our community and COVID and everything, but I'll let Jade walk us through what the survey's about. Good morning, Jade. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good and glad to get this opportunity to talk about what I think is a fairly important topic.
Happy to give you that opportunity. Tell us what it's about.
Rather than using some of the stuff that I use to talk about the actual detail of the survey, it's really the navigation that we all have between the tension between our public and private identity. Mm-hmm. It's about who we think we are, who we believe we are, and who other people see us. So, in essence, it starts to look at very much our internalised beliefs. I take a view that internalised heterosexism, if you want, homophobia, or internalised cisgenderism, say transphobia, are things that most of us carry through our lives in some shape or form. But these can be significantly influenced by external events. The most recent example would be the marriage equality rally, which showed that 60% and 80% of participants suffered psychological distress during that period. So if we bring it into the current terms with the on and off debate about religious discrimination, we're subject to the same issues. But I think, in my view, the religious discrimination legislation, if it goes through, could be far more damaging to our identities and the way we see ourselves, and therefore the potential to do psychological damage to ourselves.
So, Jade, tell us about the research that you're going to conduct into this topic.
Okay. It's a national survey. It inquires in detail into people's beliefs about themselves, about the way they see themselves, the level of discrimination and humiliation they may have received during their lives. It looks at questions, particularly with trans and non-binary people, about past of their coming out stories. It looks at people's positive identity of themselves. So what I'm trying to look into is what are the negative beliefs that a number of our community carry. So if you take the example of a 17-year-old still in high school has for several years believed that they were a person of the opposite sex, but hasn't been able to get to see a school counsellor, hasn't been able to get an appointment at Headspace, and hasn't actually talked to anybody. How do they react when they hear negative messages that invalidate who they believe they are? And I want to look at...
No, sorry, go on. No, please, sorry, go on.
Yeah, and what I'm really interested in to understand is how does this level of, if you like, internal self-stigma, how does it vary over time based on what's going on in the public arena, the public debates, the criticisms of our right to exist by certain religious organisations? And on that point, I should say that one of the most marginalised groups in this area are LGBTQI people of faith, because they get negative messages coming from the wider community, But they also get negative messages coming from within our community who are not people of faith and don't understand the difficulty that a number of LGBTQI people with faith navigate on a day-to-day basis.
So I'm interested, Jade, you know, with this, you know, this is some pretty complex and detailed issues there. How do you actually capture that in a survey?
Okay. For a start, this is a longitudinal study.
Mm-hmm.
The longitudinal study has actually been forced on me because when this research was conceived last year, we were expecting the religious discrimination legislation to be before the Parliament either towards the end of last year or early this year, but then we had bushfires, floods, COVID-19, now we have Black Lives Matters. All important events, but they have masked what is going on with the religious discrimination legislation by this government. My expectation is that this government will bring the legislation in at some point in the next 12 months. I'd love it if they didn't. I'd love it if that meant that I didn't continue with this research because they came out and said they're not going forward with the atrocious requirements in that legislation. So how am I measuring it? I'm using a number of scales that have been used and well documented overseas in studying levels of harassment, so the distress, etc., created by the harassment. I'm looking at issues of our sexual orientation and identity beliefs as to whether we held those beliefs all our lives or whether there's some issue there that people change those views. I don't want to get into the argument of whether it's innate or something that we socialise. I'd like the research to see what that says. I'm looking at measures about how positive we see our identity. And then I'm looking at our issue of how strong our commitment is to our sexual identities.
Jade, it's Tess here. What do you hope to actually find? What do you hope to be some of the conclusions that you find through your research?
I would like to find some links that link between the types of negative messages that are put forward by groups, looking at the hurt that they cause and trying to find measures of how much psychological distress they cause in individuals so that we can use those issues to be able to address public policy. But more importantly, there's a final piece to this study, and that is to then go back and look at what do counsellors do in counselling people from the LGBTQI and how do they deal with some of these substantive issues. So in essence, I want to look at the community and find out where they're at, what they see as the issues in that, and then I want to like to look at the counsellors and how they work with these issues and see whether there's a connect or a disconnect and whether what I find from the community can be used to inform better practices within the counselling profession.
Jade, it sounds like a really very important piece of work, and I'm looking very forward to seeing the results. If any of our listeners wish to be able to complete the survey or participate in your research in some way, is that possible? And if so, how can they do that?
All members of the LGBTQI+ communities, plus their allies, are welcome to complete the survey. It is a slightly long survey because of the nature of what I'm trying to look at, so I recommend that it be done on a tablet or a computer. If you do it on a mobile phone, I think you might find it a little bit of a struggle.
Yes.
Which is slightly unfortunate because most of us have a mobile phone.
How can our listeners find it?
Okay, the quickest way is to go to https://bit.ly in lowercase, / and then LGBTQI in capitals, numeral 2, numeral 0.
Oh, now, Jane, I think you're going to lose us. Is there a quick way that we can search for this?
Yeah, if you go to Facebook and you go to at LGBTQI20, you'll find a page that I have there, and the link to the survey will be on that page.
Oh, that's much easier. So via Facebook, at LGBTIQ20.
No, LGBTQI.
LGBTQI20. Thank you very much, Jade. Jade, we'll continue to promote that, and we'll ask our podcaster to include that on the podcast later on today when it goes online. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Jade. Great work, and I look very forward to hearing what the outcomes of this will be.
Look forward to it, and hopefully get an opportunity to talk more in the future.
Lovely. That was Jade Wren-Pearson, who's from... the Australia University, doing some research that I think is very relevant to our community.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.